8:14, quickly to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike Dettelier?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you doing?
I am okay. I'm excited about the game on Sunday night. You got some Chargers connections there with Brandon Staley, with Kellen Moore going back to the Chargers in 2023. And I'm just wondering, what happened to these practices that were scheduled and canceled in what, late May, early June?
Yeah, for whatever reason, they couldn't have those practices with one another. They'd have probably done that more next week after the game. But, yeah, that's usually something that occurs, I guess, for whatever reason. It didn't work out between the two teams.
Tell me what you've noticed from training camp, and we'll start with quarterback.
I think if you had to pick now, it would be Spencer Rattler. But you still, you know, you only a quarter of the race done, so to speak. But I do suspect that Kellen Moore knows who he will start the season with. I really feel he knows that in his mind already. Who will give me the best chance to win early on? And that's why I think he'll go early on with Rattler. Eventually, the baton gets put in the hands of Tyler Shuck. But if it was today, I got no doubt he would go with Spencer Rattler.
You know what confuses me when it comes to figuring out who your guy is? You're not going to see a lot of defensive looks, different looks,
nope,
in preseason. And you can have either Tyler or the Rattler go with the first offensive line. And while that is important, until you tee it up for real against the Cardinals, that's when the confusing looks start to come. So how hard is it to pick who your guy is? Because reading defense is a big part of it, right?
Yeah, it's the processing part of what goes on out on the field. And at first, it might look like you got man coverage. And from man coverage, they go to a zone. And so, man, it's a real quick process. And talking to Drew Brees, and Drew has told me this in the past, but I brought it up to him last night when we had him on. He was like, man, that's what experience is all about. It's tough. You know, and we get people say, oh, they'll text in, well, Jaden Daniels did it. Okay. He's an outlier. Not everybody is going to be like Jaden Daniels or C.J. Stroud 2 years ago. Those guys are the outliers to come in here and play like they have been in the NFL. It is
rare. Yeah, if you can make that comparison, you also need to look at the people who tried to do it and failed miserably, right?
Yeah, and I tell this story at Manning Passing Academy every year. Peyton Manning talks to the 45 to 50 college starting quarterbacks that are there. And, you know, he gives them the long tail and about, hey, if you ever need me, I'm there. You can give me a call anytime during the season or whatever. And he said, but you need to do one thing for me. Break my record for most pass interceptions as a rookie. And that still gripes him. And you can tell he's not just saying that to say it for a few laughs. That really gripes. And who was more prepared to play in the NFL than Peyton Manning?
Mm-hmm.
And yet that record still holds today for Peyton. So, man, if you think it's easy, you know, because we had one texter, he said, if you can play in college, you can play in the NFL. Man, I can tell you a whole host of guys that could play in college football but couldn't play worth a lick in the NFL. It's a totally, totally different game. And, but, you know, I think bottom line is this. You didn't pick Tyler Shuck with the 40th overall pick in the draft for him to watch all season. You picked him to eventually become your guy. And somewhere down the line, he's going to get his opportunity to be the starting quarterback for this team. But if you ask me about game one today against Arizona, I would say it's Spencer Rattler.
The other thing is when it comes to comparing quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels was LSU's leading rusher, right? And he ran for a ton of yards last year. So that also takes some of the pressure off of the game when it comes to him passing. So if you're going to compare A to A, you got to make sure that you compare a guy with the same running ability as does Jaden Daniels. And I don't think Tyler Shuck has that, does he?
Oh, no. I mean,
I say that
listen, Tommy, that list is real short.
I say that tongue in cheek, but that's the point I'm making. You gotta compare apples to apples if you're going to do that.
And you think about it, too. The guys last year that really started a lot of games and really had success, Jaden was a starting quarterback at Arizona State before he came to LSU, where he started for 2 years. Bo Nix, look all the games he started at Auburn and at Oregon. They had a lot more experience than what Tyler Shuck does as a starting quarterback. And, you know, Tyler had some injuries, and that's just part of the game sometimes. But, you know, for this football team, I think you want to kind of get a look because your investment really has been along your offensive line. And what you have, how quickly that can come together and gel as one unit, you want to see your depth there. But, man, the big question marks for me would be is at wide receiver and tight end, where you sort of know who your starters are, but who becomes the third and fourth or fifth receiver? Who is your backup tight end? And I think maybe some changes are going to occur along the defensive line, maybe more so than any other unit.
All right, let me take a break.
They brought in a lot of veterans.
We'll pick it up. We come back. When we come back, I also want to talk to you about something that I think is one of the more important factors when it comes to who's going to succeed, who's not going to succeed, and there's no way you can predict it. I'll explain when we return. 821 traffic now, WWL. Saints take on the Chargers, 11 o'clock on Sunday here on WWL. Saints take on the Chargers at 3:05. Our coverage starts at 11 o'clock. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, I never bet total number of wins or losses because you don't have enough information at the time to make that bet. Because, as I said before the break, there is one thing that can determine whether a team is successful or not, just in terms of how it affects them, but how it affects the team they're playing and when they're playing them, and that would be...
You tell me, is it injuries?
You got it. That's exactly right. Because never know, right?
Yeah, look, the Chargers lost Rashawn Slater for the season yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was given the biggest contract ever given to an offensive lineman last week. And he goes down to a season-ending knee injury. And you don't think that makes a difference? You might have to do some maneuvering across your offensive line, but it's not next man up.
Nope.
Okay, there's nobody on that roster that's even close to Rashawn Slater. And you proved that by giving him that type of money. When you made him the highest paid offensive lineman in the history of the NFL.
Is he related to Jackie Slater, the Rams?
He's not. No. Okay. No, he went to Northwestern. I'll never forget. Zach Strief tells me, Mike, there's a freshman at Northwestern. You got to watch. And he told me Rashawn Slater. Okay. And I watched him the first couple games of the season when he played. And I'm like, God, this guy looks like a fifth-year senior. I mean, he was sort of special. He never played as a junior. If you remember, that was the COVID year in 2020, and the Big Ten sort of dragged their feet. And he just decided, you know what, man, if you're not making a decision, then I'm just going to start training for the NFL. And that's exactly what he did. Never played as a junior. Man, he is a really good football player. Terrific, terrific player.
So that's
a big loss for the Chargers.
And when it comes to injuries, that's why before you count the Saints out or in, it depends on how they handle the injury or how the injury bug bites them and how the injury bug bites their opponents. And it doesn't have to be a season-ending thing. It can be who you play that week, if they got a tweaked hamstring, this, that, the other thing, right?
Okay, think about the first two games last year for the Saints, before the injuries really started to hit. Look at how they just sort of steamrolled over the Panthers and the Cowboys. And they went toe-to-toe with the Eagles in game three. Mm-hmm. It took a kind of a blotch coverage for them to lose that game against the Eagles.
The Super
but
Bowl
think
champions.
About,
the eventual yeah, Super Bowl champions. Yeah.
Think about how that season went, the first three games and what you saw afterwards. And a lot of that, too, on offense, especially Eric McCoy at center. Once he went down, this team, man, it fell down like a deck of cards.
I'm just saying, don't rule anything out. Don't rule anything in for the season because you never know how it's going to turn out, right? You got to be a little bit lucky with injuries. You know what would be interesting? Look at a study. I don't know how you could ever prove this and see what role injuries played in terms of throughout the season with teams playing against other teams who had injuries at this position. There's no way you could ever really figure that out, could you?
No, that would be real tough. I do know the positions that get injured more is tackles, offensive guard, offensive tackles, offensive guard, centers. Those three, they get hurt more than any other position in college or pro football.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. We'll be listening for you this afternoon and on Sunday and everything else. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the Regional Transit Authority and hurricane preparedness. Right now, though, time for WWL First News.